Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
This is the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. Episode 1380, recorded September 4th, 2012. Captain Leo.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, a nerd pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. It's ready for the GizWiz now.
Woo!
Oh, whoa.
Wow. I was dancing the whole time.
Whoa, I saw it. Amazing.
You know why? Now that I'm wearing this rubber bracelet that I got from a broccoli container, I am very conscious because I'm trying to make the fireworks go off on this thing. You know, I could review this today. Have we talked about the fuel band ever from Nike?
I don't think so.
You know, we've talked about it on other shows before you buy and stuff, but I've been wearing this, and I could talk a little bit about it. Hey, everybody, welcome to the GizWiz. This is the show where we talk about gadgets, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Dickie D, the Mad Magazine's maddest writer for the last four decades. And you see, he's a captain. He's got a captain's cap.
Oh, yeah, in the back. Absolutely.
Do you wear that on the boat?
Ahoy, matey. I know how to say nautical things.
I do, too. Ready?
She land lover.
Nautical things. No, do you wear that on the boat, or is that just for decor?
That's just for laughs. No, you know what, Leo? When I go boating, I carry that with me. And if it's like a windy, bad day and I crash into the dock, I just give it to one of my guests and say, why don't you just wear this when you
step captain,
off?
My captain.
And when they get off, I just go, ham.
He's a captain. I actually saw somebody, because, you know, I live by the Turning Basin. We have.
Oh, yeah.
It's called
world famous Turning Basin.
It's called the Petaluma River. It's not a river. It's a slough. It's a tidal slough. But nobody would move to Petaluma if they said, hey, Petaluma, we're the home of the tidal slough. So we call it the Petaluma River. And people come up in their boats for the weekend because they dock at the Turning Basin. And my apartment overlooks the Turning Basin. It's beautiful. But I saw a guy piloting a big, long sailboat, beautiful sailboat. He's got the and he's wearing exactly that cap. And I thought, what does he think he is? You know, the captain of the minnow? I mean, what? But some people apparently do think they should wear captain's caps.
Yeah, especially, it's strangely enough, sailors, I think, are way more into dress.
Sailors, people who sail sailboats.
People who sail, yes.
Yes,
I rest my case.
What? This old thing? Oh, I've had this for years. This is actually.
Well, you're the captain of the technical ship.
I am. If this brick house ever sinks, I'm going down with it.
Yeah, you are, pal.
You bet.
You
bet. In fact, I'm going to have a band play "Nearer My God" to the out in the lobby. It'll be fantastic.
I would hire them really soon.
Start practicing now, boys. So we have three gadgets. Dick will present three gadgets for you.
That's right. And something new today. I have a gadget that is in 3D. So when I talk about it, you're going to feel like the gadget is like there with you.
Ooh.
It is probably the first netcast with 3D embedded technology.
Oh, thank goodness. Because we need something to distinguish us from all the other crappy gadget podcasts that are out there.
There are others?
No. I was.
No, but don't forget our slogan. We're the crappiest of them all.
There's no one crappier than the GizWiz. We're mighty proud of that.
Yeah. Damn proud, sir.
And then I have to apologize because The winning crap we bought from SkyMall gadget for this week was a gong, which is lost in the mails. I don't know where it is. They said it could have. Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I found it. Sorry about that.
All right. They said it could arrive anytime between now and Friday.
Oh, okay, good.
So, but it, apparently now is not now. So,
no, okay.
No gong. But next week, the gong. The week after that, we'll do the iPad, the Seal Shield iPad. I'm putting that off as long as possible because the last time I dunked an iPhone in water, it didn't work out so well. And I know that in order to test the Seal Shield for the iPad, I'm going to have to put it on my iPad and dunk it in water.
Wait, you don't have someone on the staff with an iPad who would have to give it to you since you're the first?
No, I'll be doing it. I'll be doing my own iPad.
Okay.
But we have the image here of the Seal Shield. This is from Amazon. Sometimes I order from Amazon because it comes faster. I think that should protect it against water, no problem.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't realize it. I must have a Seal Shield, too.
It kind of looks like a cardboard box.
Yeah, that is so funny. It looks like they sprayed it. You know what, Leo? It's sprayed black, so that must be
that's the
protective quality right there.
Duct tape not provided, so you have to seal it up, and then I don't know. Anyway, we'll get that, and we are going to have. I have other time wasters, like another three gadgets from SkyMall that you can vote on and decide what you want me to review. So we've got two coming up, but we won't have one this week because. When we started this, I thought I'd be doing it the next week after the vote. And then it takes, apparently, in many cases, as much as 10 business days for stuff to arrive from SkyMall. So then we said, well, we'll do it 2 weeks after the vote. Now we're at 3 weeks after the vote, and who knows how much longer this could go on.
Yeah.
Well, this is good. This is good. If you order crap from SkyMall, you should just order it before your need arises.
Yes. In other words, if you want to give something from SkyMall for Christmas, tomorrow is the deadline.
Too late. Too late. All right, Dick, let's start off with your gadget number one.
Okay, gadget number one. You know, I know you were talking about the 84-inch TV, and you're always talking about the magnificent big TVs. So I was searching for the littlest TV I could find to use in my kitchen. So it didn't have to actually be a TV. I wanted a really tiny monitor so that I could just run the cable from the living room TV into this monitor. And then when I'm in there just getting something out of the refrigerator, could keep track of what is going on. So I went to Amazon and I found a little 7-inch TV from a company called Prism. Now, this is...
Seven inches. Look, so it comes with my Christmas card from 2 years ago on it. That's nice.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's why I bought it, when I saw that picture on Amazon Prime. So it's a 7-inch TV. It comes with an AC adapter, comes with a 12-volt adapter, comes with a little monopole. It does get digital signals. But the reason I bought it is it has audio video in. And what's interesting about this, Leo, it also has a tripod bracket on the bottom. And among many of the reviews on Amazon, most very favorable, people are buying this to use them as monitors for their camcorders.
Oh, that's a good idea. You could actually mount it. Small enough to mount on top of the camcorder.
It's small enough to mount.
That's a good idea. 7 inches. Yeah.
Comes with remote control. And, Leo, $52.
Yeah.
And it is on Amazon.
Is it high def, Dick?
No. I tell you, I have...
What kind of def is it, Dick?
Well, I'll tell you. It's 480 by 234.
Oh, my gosh. That's an old... That's like old school TV. That's like a Grundig or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's 16 by 9. But, you know, I don't... This is the kind of TV you don't sit and watch the Olympics on it. It's for, you know, like people are using it for a quickie monitor when you're shooting video. Me, it hangs up in the kitchen. And I made it so that when I'm in the bathroom, I can also see it. So for my needs, it's really good. And again, for $52.
Wait a minute. You just said something that kind of concerns me. Yes. You can see the kitchen from the bathroom, or the bathroom's in the kitchen?
No. Oh, Leah, what are you kidding? It's totally two different rooms. There's a little curtain between
them. There's a curtain. Okay, that's all right. Is it just like a beaded curtain or something that just kind of separates?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a beaded
curtain. For privacy,
For privacy, yeah.
But you can see this 7-inch display that's in your kitchen. You could see it from the bathroom.
Absolutely. Leo, I live in New York City, okay? Leo, I have what's in my living room. My neighbors call it the television wall.
Yeah,
it's a 37-inch set.
It's a wall.
It's a wall.
It's so high def, it fills the whole room.
It just touches the corner of my living room.
Is your bathroom bigger than the bathroom on the 787 Dreamliner or smaller?
Just a touch. Well, I really can't say because I hope to go on the United Dreamliner soon in
this
November.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
So just to explain, this is the newest Boeing aircraft, and it's is it really big? Is that the idea?
Yes, it's two aisles. So I believe first class has 38 full lay down flatbed sleeper seats. This is a big airplane, and United's going to have it. It's mainly going to be for international long-haul flights, but they're going to run it for 1 month in domestic situations.
Wow.
So that flight crews and the in-flight people can learn where everything is, but you can actually book flights for that 1 month. So I hopefully am going to come out and do the show live on November 27th if I can nail down a ticket.
And the reason the airlines like this is that it's carbon fiber, right? It's not metal.
Yes.
It's very, very light. So it's very fuel efficient.
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad you said that. I kept telling people it was carbon paper. And they said, wow, it must be light.
I think the theory is if the plane augers into the ground, it doesn't really matter if it's metal, carbon fiber, carbon paper, you're dead meat anyway, right?
Well, possibly.
I'm looking forward to watching you fly in this.
Oh, okay, good. I'm looking forward to you spending 14 hours in coach going to... where are you
going? At least I'm in a metal airplane, buddy boy. Yeah, at least there's metal around me as I fly 3 miles or 7 mm-hmm. miles high, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we're going to...
What is the thickness of that metal?
I don't know. It's tin foil. I don't know.
I was just going to say, it's made by... Your plane was made by Alcoa.
Yeah. No, they say this carbon fiber, actually, in all honesty,
it is
so strong. It's actually stronger than metal, but it is very light. Doesn't have metal fatigue, which is an issue sometimes, I think, on these planes. The wings, after flapping for a while, they just break right off.
Yeah.
So this they don't have that problem on this.
It's just a new thing, carbon fiber, pal.
Yeah, I'm excited because I want to see how this airplane is. So you may be coming out to visit us at the end of November.
On the end of I'm going to see if I can swap my ticket around and do the show live November 27th.
Because we're going to be in Australia for a couple of weeks before that, and then. I'm almost embarrassed to say this. Paris the week after that. So if you just could come out, we're going to reposition the yacht. We've got it in right now. We've got it in New Zealand. We're going to reposition it to the French Riviera. So if you could just make an attempt to visit us sometime in the short period we'll be back here, that would be much appreciated, Nick.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll meet you at the turning basin.
I think we'll be there in my yacht. I do have the hat. Actually, this is a Coast Guard.
That's a real hat.
This
right?
is a real Coast Guard chief's hat.
Yeah.
Strangely enough,
I was in the cottage when that gentleman came to visit.
Were you? A Coast Guard guy gave me this. He was a chief. He's a chief. I don't know. Maybe after he gave it his hat, he's not. But isn't that nice? That's a nice. I feel like I should have a boat.
You know
to go
what?
With
I
this.
Think you look good in it. I think you should wear that on the airplane too. You might get a little more respect.
I think I'm on my way to reposition the yacht. I'm flying economy, not because I have to, because I want to. I want to be with you, the little people. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, it's perfect. People will love you for that.
In fact, I'm sitting in the middle seat by choice. It's... it's
worth. Oh, so you already you already know your seat. Okay, Lisa was so worried that you're going to be...
Yeah, she's got the aisle. Her son Michael has the window seat. So guess who's in the middle seat?
I am.
And I'm going to have that big pillow.
Oh, there you go.
So they are not moving.
There you go. And I have another device for you. We may have another device for your back.
Oh, from now on, I think we should only review devices designed to make long airplane trips more palatable. You know, support hose. Okay.
For the, at least for the, how long before you go?
November 6th, I think, or 5th. We're flying.
Okay, so you have all of September, all of October to
find
good gadgets for in-flight.
Yeah, I'm sure SkyMall will be loaded with that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And when you get off that 14-hour flight in coach, in the middle seat, I'll lend you the cane holder because you'll need a cane to exit that flight.
Well, you know, they told me they don't have lie flat seats; they have lie upright seats. So I'm sure I'll be very comfortable.
Oh, the new technology!
The new lie upright seats. That way, the blood doesn't rush to your head; it just stays pooled in your butt where it belongs.
Nice,
yeah,
nice. Old blood butt. we'll be hosting.
Lisa said that the middle seat's better because I get two armrests.
Yeah, lots of luck with that. You know what? I would, just in case they're hogging it, I would also bring two armrests.
Bring my own. Hey, bring I bet own. They have that on SkyMall. Portable armrests for those.
Yeah, inflatable armrests.
That's good. If I lose about 80 pounds, I might be able to fit in. Gadget number two, Dickie.
Okay, gadget number two. You've been shopping SkyMall for the high-priced gadget. I've been shopping the as-seen-on-TV gadgets, and I got the first one yesterday, just in time. Well, actually, I got it on Saturday. Yesterday was a holiday.
Yep.
But I got to use it yesterday, and it's called the One Touch Can Opener, and this is exactly how it works.
Mm.
Dick DeBartolo, man's maddest writer, to end the GizWiz with this week's GizWiz One Take Theater video on Twitch. You know, I am running so late. It's Labor Day as we're recording this. I have a bunch of people in the backyard for a backyard picnic. I just got in. I have all these cans to open, but I'm not worrying about it, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But in case you live outside of New York City, I thought I'd show you something. So, a can of sauerkraut? $1.99.
Okay.
Okay. I know you're saying, I only pay 79 cents. Okay. B&M baked beans. $1.99.
I'm assuming these are high prices.
Van Camps. No price. That's
I'm
priceless.
Assuming that you're having a sauerkraut and baked bean
Alpo
party.
Prime slices.
Oh, at least you're serving our guests some meat.
$1.69. You know, I was serving this for 5 weeks before I realized Alpo Prime Slices is dog food.
You know, wait a minute. Pause that.
Again tonight.
Because I have some Alpo at home. I looked everywhere on the can. Nowhere on that can does that say dog food. Nowhere. Look.
Oh, so I wasn't remiss in serving it to my guests.
Thank you, Leo.
I just needed an excuse.
Did they not used to say Alpo dog food? They don't say it anymore.
Yes.
And I don't understand why not. You could easily accidentally purchase this and eat it as a human, but it's not. It's dog food, right?
Yeah, well, it is now that I know.
I'm not kidding. I thought this is the weirdest thing. I bought a can for Ozzy, and I'm looking. I know,
Does
Alpo.
Ozzy love it? By the way, my dogs love it. And also, is it not very appealing when you open the can?
It smells like stuff. It's like stew with gravy, and it looks like human food.
Maybe that's how they're opening up their marketing,
well,
right? they're like, well, humans would probably eat it if they didn't know.
Yeah. You know what? After Alpo sees this, look for that rebranding in the regular section of your supermarket, Chef Alpo's.
That's how you know the economy's bad. They've taken the words dog food off the Alpo cans. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting.
But at $1.99, who can afford Alpo? I'm going back to sauerkraut.
Okay.
Was the Alpo more expensive than the...
No, the Alpo was $1.69, sauerkraut was $1.99.
I rest my case. All right, I'm sorry. You may continue the presentation.
The presentation.
I'm serving it again tonight. They always say, how did you get that taste. And I said, that's a, it's a family secret recipe. And it is a secret from them anyway. Okay, so why am I not worried? I have the one touch can opener, hands-free.
Hands-free, except
you know,
for that touch.
You probably can't see all the way down here. But the one-touch can opener is total yo-matic. And because they took the word, the Y off the word total, and they put it
those
on automatic.
Those spaces are so unruly, I tell you.
Just place on can. It'll walk around the can and shut off automatically. And how do we know it's good? We know it's good because it's as seen on TV. That
it's
automatically
like FCC approved in a way.
In a
okay,
way.
Okay, so we're going to open sauerkraut first. So we put it on. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Wait a minute. That's cool. So it really is hands-free. You just
all right. We'll put it on. It says lay it up against the lid.
Oh, they need to be carbon fiber cans.
All right.
That's
doesn't
the
like
problem
that can.
Right there.
So we'll now open the baked beans. Just lay it
you
on the
edge. You have fresh
edge.
Batteries in there.
Oh, I even explained.
There it goes. There it goes. Look at walking. Walking,
it's
trying.
Hard work.
Desperately.
Not easy being a hands-free can opener in this day and age.
And my guests, they'll be fine.
An hour
we only
later.
Have eight more cans to open. It's zipping around the can, trying desperately. Warm. This is two brand new AA batteries that I put on a battery tester. Took them out of the Duracell pack. It's still going. Oh, come on. It's, yeah.
It's yeah. persistent, little
hey,
devil.
Hey, we'll be on in a minute. And, yeah, pretty amazing. And it says, don't worry, it stops automatically. I think it stops when it burns out. Wow. Now, you know what? Okay, okay.
It's feeling. It's going to take a little victory lap. It's okay.
It's stopping.
It's feeling good.
It's not.
It's
oh,
feeling
it
good.
Stopped automatically.
That's very funny.
Yeah. Well, what was that? 3 minutes to open a can?
Hey, it worked, though. And it's the well, right. It's
almost.
The,
it you have to just break off the metal for the rest of it.
No, that's all right.
Did open the can.
And it's
okay.
It, that,
you know what? I'll tell you something. They say no sharp edges. I don't know. You know, you really can't see that. But that is, and I'll tell you the truth. We opened a can of dog food earlier. Can you see the edges on this can?
Oh,
no,
sharp
no sharp edges.
Edges.
Whoa. Anyway, I'll just tell you the lots of reviews on Amazon, mostly negative, but my favorite review, a man wrote in and he said, I bought this for my wife because she has very weak hands. She used it once and her hands were strong enough to throw it in the trash. Okay? Cheapest I've seen it is $13. It mostly sells for up to $30 on Amazon.
Wow.
It's the one-touch can opener.
Unbelievable.
That's a rip-off.
As you can see, I can see why the one person, another review I read says that it just eats batteries. Because that's only the second can it opened, and it is working, those two AA batteries. So that's it. The one-touch can opener, as seen on TV, and somebody else who is seen on TV, the Gizwiz, Dick DiBartolo, and Man's Maddest Writer, here on Twit. With this week's GizWiz video. It's coming! I have 10 more cans to open!
I like it because you see Dennis, your camera operator,
yes,
in the mirror there. He's very patient. He does, and, you know, I don't know how he keeps from jiggling when he's laughing.
Yeah, I know. He does. Yeah.
I've upgraded the, by the way, I've upgraded the yacht.
Oh, my
for
word.
An aircraft carrier now.
Actually, you know, you have all the clothing. You just need a yacht.
All I need is a boat, and I'm ready to go. All right, that's a good. I'm glad you reviewed that because I was about ready to buy it. Only $13.99 in stock, and actually, you can get it from a place called As Seen on TV Products.
Yes, exactly. So,
there you go.
Exactly.
It is, though. You know, they're not lying. It does open cans. It doesn't need your hands once you put it on there.
No, you're right. You're right.
Do you
but
use
you know,
a mechanical
it all, but it also
or
says opens in seconds.
Well 180
right.
seconds.
Is seconds. 300 seconds
yeah.
is
that's seconds.
Yeah, it's seconds.
Nobody wants seconds, but other than that, do you use an electric can opener or do you use a hand can opener?
I use an electric can opener.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. You know, a little GE thing that you put the can in, lock it in, and it, you know, it opens it in, a, you know, like 8 seconds.
You know, see, I feel like that that's...
A cheat?
No, I feel like a hand... It's mechanic. It seems like it's an easy... You just turn the knob and the thing goes... I guess... I don't understand an electric can opener, to be honest. It seems like a kind of a waste. You just turn the knob.
Well, mine's digital, and at every moment it tells you how much pressure it's putting on the can.
By the way, out of curiosity, how many cans these days do you open? Do you open a lot of cans?
Let's see, dog food, maybe one a day.
Okay, dog food.
No, I don't open a lot of cans.
Used to be we'd use a lot of cans, right? I haven't opened a can in ages.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Also... That can of Alpo,
yeah,
it has the snap-off can lid. So
right.
most cans now don't have to be open. 16 ounces.
Yeah,
have the
They have a peel-off lid. Hey, yeah, I should. By the way, I should thank the guy who gave me this. He is a volunteer on the USS Iowa, which is a historical museum. This is a World War II vintage. I believe it's a destroyer actually, and he is on the. He's actually, I think, one of the engineers keeps the engines going, and he brought me this. So that's the USS Iowa.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. You know, that might be for sale.
The Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, I was sad.
You could get all the studio equipment on there.
Then we could be like
Jamba
B
could wire that thing.
The Iowa is on display in the Los Angeles area, if you'd be interested. The world's greatest naval ship. For over 50 years, she served in the U.S. Navy. So if you want to know more, it's pacificbattleship.com. You can find out about the Iowa and go visit. That is something for kids to see. Those big guns on there were quite valuable during the Second World War.
Nice.
So now.
So this is gadget number three. This is going to be the 3D thing.
3D gadget. We've never done this before.
No, we've never done this before. Okay. So now, you know, do you have 3D specs? If not, just put your hands like this.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. And now I'm introducing Dan McDonnelly, inventor of the Ninja Standing Desk.
Okay. I'm looking. I'm watching.
Yes, yes. And he's putting on his robe now.
Okay. I don't see him yet.
He's turning it the wrong way, Leo.
What?
Turn the other way.
What?
No, not
me. He snuck up. That's a very realistic effect. It looks like he's right.
Yeah.
He's standing right there.
It's amazing what they do with computers these days.
Hey, Dan, good to see you.
Good to you. Thank you.
So this is a Kickstarter project.
It is, yes. We launched on Kickstarter about in the middle of July and did it for about a month, and we raised about $33,419.
Had you ever done a product before?
I haven't, actually. I've run a lot of different internet businesses before, mostly informational products or, you know, coaching, things like that, but never an actual product.
So... how did this come about? You had the idea and then said, how are we going to get this made?
Well, so I became a standing desk advocate.
That's where you stand up. You don't sit
down. Absolutely. I stand.
A lot of people love these.
It's amazing. And for me, it changed my life because it really fixed my back.
Uh-huh.
I was having all sorts of issues with like this weird numbness in my elbow and sciatica pain and everything. And I found that I just couldn't. Whatever I did with the right, like, keyboard trays and everything, I couldn't get my ergonomics to be the right spot. So I started using a standing desk.
Now, you can buy regular desks that are high.
Absolutely.
But this is a novel way to do it.
Well, what I took even further is after using the standing desk for about a year, I realized I want to go travel the world. I want to do other things. And these standing desks are big. I mean, you kind of have a standing desk.
They're not too portable,
like,
are they?
Yeah, there's still some issues with it. They're not like two levels. Once you buy your standing desk, you have to build something else to bring your monitor up
right?
So I invented the Ninja Standing Desk.
So you made this up, and then you said, how do I make it? And Kickstarter is a way. You can go to a website, kickstarter.com, and say, you make a video. It's probably still on Kickstarter, right?
It still is on Kickstarter, the Ninja Standing Desk.
Once you raise enough money, and I've donated a lot of money to Kickstarter, so I kind of know how this works, people can buy in, and I presume that if they bought it at a certain level, they'd get a desk once you made it.
Here we go.
Yep.
There it is.
There, they've got it right there.
Look at that. And so you make a video, which is kind of important. How did you make that video?
All using my own MacBook at home, the one you'll see here in just a few minutes as I put it up on the desk.
And did you Was it just you, or do you have other people involved?
I've had lots of help, but it is primarily my project.
And I think a lot of people would like to do a Kickstarter project. How do you get people aware of your Kickstarter project? Because you've got 279 backers.
That is the secret. I mean, Kickstarter, everyone thinks it's just free money,
right? There's thousands of projects.
You just put your thing on, and you make thousands of dollars on Kickstarter, right? That's what you think. But we had actually, you know, very little press throughout our Kickstarter. We had very little attention on it, and so most of it was the marketing that I had to do, which was getting up a website. We showed at the Maker Faire.
That's cool.
Yep, and we had got a lot of people on our mailing list, and you know, we did all the social networks and everything there, just trying to get the word out about the product. But it really, out of all the stuff I've ever done on the internet or businesses, this one really has had such an amazing response from people who just see it and they're like, that's what I need. I mean, this is not a product for everybody. Not everybody's going to want to stand up and work, and I understand that. Right. But for those of us who would like to improve our health, be better ergonomically, and also improve our focus and motivation, a standing desk really is an amazing product.
So you decided that you wanted $10,000. Where did that number come from?
So in general, I mean, with manufacturing, you have to do a certain run of products to be able to get a price.
So you investigated all of that?
Yep. So I did just throw something up on Kickstarter. I called and researched. I even funded all my prototypes and started with that.
So you spent money of your own before
went
to Kickstarter.
Quite
how much
bit.
Have you spent so far?
I'm probably right around the $10,000 or $15,000 of, you know, between the prototype and already starting to invest, and I'll probably spend about another $10,000 once I'm.
But you got enough backers and raised $33,419.
Yep.
So you got three times more than you had asked for.
Exactly. Yep.
And are you sewing these yourself?
Well, that's the tech shop, actually. You can see the video. Showing, that's where I,
that's the
amazing
prototype.
Community of inventors and people there. And so that was me making the prototype I still have a couple more just little tweaks to do.
But this is the production version.
Yeah, so this is the production version.
Dick, have you seen
right
this
here?
Yet? Is this
I have not seen it. I watched his video and I saw it online, but I've not seen it.
You guys are actually the first to ever see the actual.
I'm going to stand back.
Going.
I'm going to stand back and let Dan McDonnelly show us. This is the Ninja.
This is the Ninja standing desk.
Have you sent these out to the backers yet? Are they getting them soon?
This is coming out this month, actually. Okay. The early bird backers are getting them this month. Okay. So you take on any wall or door. A lot of people say, what if you don't have a door? It goes right into any drywall as well. We've got these great little
hangers,
hardware that just go right into drywall, and it sticks and it holds up 80 pounds.
But if you're traveling, you can always a hotel door or
a closet door, anything like that.
Yeah.
Yep. And the whole these are just two shelves. They slide together just like this.
Yeah.
Now, are those the aluminum rods? Is that what we're seeing?
Those are the aluminum rods that just slid through. Yep. And
this all fits in a case about the size of a laptop.
Exactly.
Case.
In fact, I've got my laptop in there, and I have...
So that's great. So it is a case that fits a laptop as well as your desk.
Exactly.
Now, you're using Velcro to attach it, so it could be at any height along these straps that are hanging.
That's the idea. It's micro-adjustable, meaning that you can tweak it very, very small amounts, which is really important when you're setting up something for ergonomics, because even a centimeter can really make a big difference whether, you know, the way your head tilts, the way...
So this is for the screen, so this is what you would want as eye level to the screen.
Yep, so I'm setting this up so that my laptop will be right on there, and it'll be about, I'm looking for right about 2 inches between where my eye level is, right at the top there. So that's the first step.
Shelf number one, which
that's
is
shelf number one
attached
for,
via Velcro to the back strap and the front strap for people listening.
And Dan, how much can the monitor weigh?
I've actually sat on this thing about 200 pounds, about 150 pounds before it actually
broke. Not attached to this blackboard.
On
a solid door, that would
issue.
Work. Yeah, I think the blackboard would go first.
I rated to about 30 pounds, which is about the size of a large MacBook Pro or a large iMac. It's really designed for a laptop, but it can easily hold a large monitor.
Wow. Why don't you go get me that Dell? Let's see if we can put that on here. You think it's too heavy?
And so this one I set up at about where my arms are about 90
keyboard.
Degrees. This is for the keyboard.
So that you want your arms, for ergonomics, you always want it kind of an L shape for your arms.
Exactly.
Yeah. I could figure this out. Then, you strap this through here.
Get the Velcro out first.
Got to get the strap because we've got to attach it. This isn't too hard, Dick.
No,
you could probably do this in about 30 seconds. You want to make that tight, right?
Yep. Yep. And then I just kind of stick it back to the back, little Velcro there.
You have a knack for this, Leo. I think I could.
Yep.
This is good. I could do this for a living. All right.
And you may have to.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
And then here's the last, the keyboard.
Keyboard. Right, and look at that. Look at that. We've got a standing desk.
Nice.
And I'm just going to go, hey, you know, this is kind of good.
Yeah.
I like it.
So what does this cost, Dan?
So right now, it went on Kickstarter for about $147. We're still finalizing our retail price, but it'll be with shipping and handling right around $150.
And you get the laptop case to go along with it. So you can carry the desk, the laptop there, and you're all set.
Yep.
Wow, that's
and
nice.
It weighs about just under 4 pounds for just the two shelves. The other thing is we also have, you can add a third shelf. And so you can make it a sit and stand desk. You just bring another chair up and you move everything down one shelf. And so you can actually sit down and stand. Because a lot of people, I mean, like, this is a standing desk, basically.
Right.
It's a reasonable. And they cost thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're really, really expensive. And so I want.
I've actually looked into it because I want a standing desk. But this you can travel with, which is
And
really
you can
cool.
travel with it. And it's sturdy enough that you can use it every day for a regular desk on anything. So
Kickstarter is really interesting. I mean, it really is a success story. I mean, there's so many Kickstarter projects. I've invested in more than 8, none of which have delivered anything except for the Joey bra. I did get a bra with a packet with a little pocket for your iPhone. And I'm actually wearing
and
it
you
right
look
now.
Great in it. Really.
No, I think it's good. Yeah. It's slimming.
Yeah.
Slimming as well as
at
practical.
CES it was the talk of CES.
Yeah. But there's a lot of other stuff. Because so you're not an investor. Nobody gets a piece of the Ninja Standing Desk Company.
No, but they if
but they get a standing desk if they donate enough money.
Or they also one of the other fun.
They get a sticker.
We have these really cool Ninja
throwing stars. That's
magnets.
Good. Oh,
the little magnet.
Here, let's just
it looks like
stand
it's,
right there, John.
Looks like it's stuck in a refrigerator.
Oh, that's you know? Cute. Oh,
yeah,
this so is
you
the
can
magnet
stick it right
part.
Up here.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, look at that. It looks like somebody threw a ninja throwing star at your refrigerator. That's good.
Exactly. You know?
Actually, that's kind of cool. I'd give you money for that.
That's clever.
So that was one of our lower level backers.
Right. You have to do that, don't you? You
Absolutely.
Have to have $5, $10, because you want to encourage people to give small amounts of money
because
as well.
Because there are a lot of people who don't necessarily want a standing desk.
Right.
But you want to be able
they
to
They might
give
want to give
some,
you money.
They want to help, you know, friends, family, people
right.
who like the idea,
right.
all of that. So.
That's cool. Well, congratulations, Dan McDonnelly. He's now in production. You think you're going to have a business out of this?
Absolutely. I mean, these are already people have been hounding me to buy them and buy them early, so I can't get them out the produced quick enough.
NinjaStandingDesk.com. Are you?
Yep.
Where do you produce it? In China? Where do you?
Actually, all right here in the Bay Area at the moment.
Really? So
yep.
there's people who can make this kind
yep.
of stuff.
Yep. It's sewn right over in Oakland.
That's neat.
Yep.
Locally produced.
And they're available now, Dan?
They are still in production. The final desks from the Kickstarter will come out hopefully the end of October, but it's shipped for November. And so they'll be available right around November, right before Christmas.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Yep.
Dan McDonnelly, thank you for being the first 3D gadget.
Yes, exactly.
Very nice.
Actually, our first guest ever.
Does that make
ever.
Me the gadget or the desk the gadget?
Both. It is. Look, I can put my hand right through it. Look at that.
Oh, they're both 3D.
It's an amazing illusion, isn't it? Just like that.
And you could do it without glasses. That is amazing.
I need a drink, though. I can use a glass for that. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
I appreciate
very much.
It. Why don't you leave that there for a little bit? You could take this, though, if you want.
Okay.
It's okay. I don't need that. And boy, Dick, nice job on surprising me with our first 3D guest. That was good.
Oh, yeah. There was, JAMA B helped. There's a ton of equipment that this involved.
Well, I was amazed. I couldn't figure out why they were setting up the 40 camera array. That was what puzzled me.
Yeah, I know. And then someone had to open the door to let him in. It was a lot of planning. A lot of planning.
So who's that guy? He's setting up over on the Gizwiz set. I thought this was a one-man show. Do I have a
game?
Did Dick nominate a guest host for us?
Yeah.
All right. Is it time to play the...
Yes.
Oh, yes, he says.
To start playing our multiple themes.
It's so complicated, I don't actually know which theme
George
goes...
George Wood first.
George.
Jason will lead you through it.
I'll number them and resend them to you.
I got to number these Georgia. Things. So so there's a Sky Mall theme, and then there's a Sky Mall straw poll theme.
Right.
You think I should just play the Sky Mall theme?
Yep.
All right, we'll just play the Sky Mall. Now, is that the old Sky Mall theme?
No, that's the new one.
Okay.
Yep.
I was smart enough to throw the old ones out.
You got it right.
All right. So, unfortunately, though, there is no crap I got on SkyMall because, as I explained at the beginning of the show, the gong is somewhere on a boat from here, China to here. So,
okay. There we go. It's under your desk, but that's okay.
It's so loud you can hear it even on the boat. But we'll have it for next week, probably.
Yeah,
we hope.
By the time you come back from your 3-week trip.
Oh Lord, I should. Somebody said you should have your own version of QVC. We could just sell this stuff because I'm going to have to do something with it. So we've asked our viewers, as always, to email us at gizwiz@twit.tv and suggest other SkyMall gadgets for our next poll. Now, next week is the gong. The week after is a Seal Shield iPad waterproof
protector.
But for sometime late in 2013, we still need a gadget. So, and we should have it by then. Here are the three choices. Wait a minute. Before that, I should show the choices from last week or yet or no. Which.
Well, you should show the winner from last week.
The winner from last week.
So confused. Okay, so last week we had questions of what should Leo review next, the USB cup warmer and four-port hub, the box of applause, or it could be box of tears, I think. You get your choice. Or protein ketchup. That was straw poll number 2887. And boy, was it close.
Oh, it is
close. Boy, was it close. Wow. But after 747 votes, the winner is the USB cup warmer and four-port hub, which got 30... Wait a minute. New votes are coming in. People, wait a minute. Stop voting. Stop it. 280 votes for the cup warmer, 269 votes for the box of applause, which was leading when we went home last week. And 200 votes for protein ketchup. So I guess I'm going to get the USB cup warmer and four-port hub for next week. Now, the following week, here are your three...
Wait, we need the theme now, right, Jason?
Okay, this is now the SkyMall...
The theme is Dan Luters.
The SkyMall voting
scene. We're at the straw poll moment.
Straw poll.
So there you go.
So here, now can I show the three things?
Sure, let's do it.
Yes.
You've jumped through all of my hoops. You've earned it, Leo.
Why is this show so complicated?
Well, you know, this is only our fourth week.
Okay, I'll get it down by week eight. I'll have it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And nothing's come that's supposed to, so that makes it trickier.
Right. So item number one, the iPhone. And by the way, so I don't know who submitted these, but thank you. I'll have to go back and look through the emails. Maybe Jason could figure this out.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
The iPhone to TV karaoke player. This is the iPhone karaoke player. This plays lyrics. It plays music on a television. The iPhone dock connects to a TV with the included component cable. And a free app provides access to, count them five songs, including All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, and Cry Me a River by Ella Fitzgerald. I know how she feels. The included microphone transmits the singer's voice through the television speakers, and as the lyrics are displayed on the screen, each word is highlighted to prompt the user to sing at the appropriate time. Over 7,000 additional songs are available. It's $80, but you get five songs, and you can buy more later.
Okay.
The dock recharges the iPhone as it plays, works with a 4S, 4, 3GS, 3G, and iPod Touch, plugs into the AC. Of course, it won't work with the new iPhone, so we better get it quick. That's one.
That's Jim Garrison.
Jim Garrison, thank you. That's a great suggestion. Here's another one. This is magic. The hovering picture frame.
Ooh.
The hovering picture frame. Now, look at that. I don't know. It's magic. This is the picture frame that displays two levitating photographs. Magnets inside the acrylic photograph case and the three-sided frame create a magnetic field that suspends the photographs in midair.
And it looks like disco lights in the background.
Blue, green, and red lights inside the frame cast a subtle glow.
Oh, yeah, right.
Onto the picture. That's $70.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the hovering picture frame.
Submitted by Kevin Kelly.
Kevin Kelly.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm trying to think what else to... Wait a minute. I put something wrong in here. We aren't going to do the iPhone to karaoke TV. But you have, I'll add that. We'll have four items in the straw poll. Because I picked some other ones. I mean, let me add that one to the straw poll before I give you the straw poll information. This is, by the way, thank you, Dan Dirks. You can't edit this after the fact? Come on.
You go back, maybe?
Maybe there you go. I go back. iPhone to TV karaoke player. All right. So thank you, Dan Dirks.
And I got the new one.
You got the new number? All right. For creating this straw poll for us, because it's so much fun. So this is going to have this will be a four item. So we got the karaoke, the hovering picture frame, the Robo USB bladeless. How would that possibly work? Fan and light. And it looks like a robot with a little lit light up heart in the middle. Stay cool in style.
It's tush.
Is that its tush or its tummy? We'll have to order it to find out.
Yeah.
Also, Kevin Kelly.
Safe without blades exposed, no possibility to hurt people.
Okay. Oh, we'll find a way.
And finally, the
ding, 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 ding.
The mobile massage system. This is $100. It looks like a turtle shell that goes over your shoulders and back. Has a remote control. It says you can massage it all the way with your... I should do this like Don Olson. Johnny Olson. You can massage it all the way with your new magic vest that contours to your car seat, your car chair, or directly to your back. The magic vest is an easy, portable way to relieve stress due to daily pressures. It has four powerful motors that provide soothing relief to your shoulders and back. You'll experience new comfort with four different massage settings with heat sensors to accommodate any massage need. We need Carol Merrill to point at these while I talk. Handheld control gives maximum relaxation massage, pulse and vibration massage, or wave and tapping massage, so you can experience spa-like relaxation right in your own home. That does look like something I might have at the spa, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The mobile massage system. All right, here's our stroll.
That was Paul Dixon.
Thank you, Paul. What fresh crap from SkyMall should Leo review next? The mobile massage system, the Robo USB bladeless fan and light, the hovering picture frame, or the iPhone to TV karaoke player? Strawpoll.me/3074. Already the votes are pouring in, and it looks like the mobile massage system's in the lead. But as we've seen time and time again, well, last time anyway, you never know. You never know who's going to win at the end of the straw poll. Who should we... I'll order. Now, we're going to wait a week. So now I'm ordering whatever it was the last time that won. I've already forgotten. I've put it out of my mind.
Seal Shield?
No.
It was,
no.
That was,
no, no, it was no. The USB.
Protein ketchup.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Cup warmer.
Cup warmer and holder.
And holder.
I'm going to have to get a laptop with more USB ports if we keep ordering this crap. All right. So there you go. And it looks like the massage... People really want me to wear that thing. I think that'd be good. I could wear it around town.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, the problem is if you fall over, you can't get up. It's like a turtle. You'll be on your back.
We did that with the sumo wrestling suit. I could barely get up. All right. Wow, Dick, you're in this monitor too. I don't understand.
Oh,
how did he? Whoa.
3D, 3D.
Well, at least two dicks. So, yeah. So, I don't know which one to look at.
Wow. The big one.
Always choose the big dick. Let's see. Okay, so that's the voting. So I think there's but two things left to do in the show if I've kept track of the inventory properly. This is worse than being a shopkeeper. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, bear with me for a moment, because it's time to board our amphibious vehicle for a very special trip across the Hudson River, up the Verrazano Narrows Parkway, through the Garden State of New Jersey, back across the river, back into Manhattan, uptown to the beautiful, what's the name of it? Where?
Sophia.
Sophia.
Gadget Warehouse.
Sophia Gadget Warehouse, ladies and gentlemen.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
He takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Dick DiBartolo. Yes, I know. He keeps. John says, don't forget your rubber band wristwatch. Okay, well, maybe we'll get to that later. You don't really. This show is already twice as long as it's supposed to be. Dick, what's in the warehouse today?
Yes. Okay, back to 1984.
Yes.
And it's Sony's first portable CD player, the D5. Now, I don't know if you had one of these, but they were kind of interesting. It was called a portable CD player. There's what it looks like. As a matter of fact, if you love this, I found this on eBay.
Now, this isn't a Walkman, is it? What is...
No, no. It's a portable disc player, their first disc player. So why this sold rather well was their home CD player was about $600.
Wow.
Then they came out with this, which was $300. So a lot of people bought this to use as their home player because, strangely, it's called the portable CD player, but it only worked with the AC adapter.
it's portable if you carry it around the living room.
Yes, or if you have a very, very long extension cord. Or if you want to buy this, and I didn't buy the battery adapter.
Oh, you could get a second adapter, a little thing that you attach
to. You could buy an adapter that this slipped into and then ran on either 4 or 6C batteries. And I remember reading in a review that it played for an hour.
Oh, one CD, almost.
Right.
Almost.
Yes. Yes. And also the other reason you probably didn't want to carry it around is because this was before they invented the buffering system.
Oh, yeah. It skipped like crazy. I remember.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You wouldn't play it carrying around. You'd put it on a solid surface.
Yeah. Exactly. You would tiptoe around, perhaps. And it was called the portable CD player. It wasn't until subsequent models came out that they started calling them the Discman.
Okay,
series.
So that was not a Discman. That was the
It was not a Discman when it first Discman. Came out.
That's so funny.
So Sony portable CD D5. I think it was actually the A5. Either I think it was the D5. But like if you want it, you can get it for $100 today.
It's still too much.
Oh, I know, absolutely. Or make an offer.
Make an offer. Any offer.
Make an offer. Yeah, it is the D5A.
Wow. It's working. It's tested.
It's tested working.
That's more of an historical artifact. That's not really.
Absolutely. Young. Like ourselves.
Like us, yeah. I'm sure I bought that. I bought the first Walkman.
I definitely. It's still somewhere in the warehouse. I just couldn't physically find it. Because I loved it because the cover was a circle and one quarter of the circle was a clear window. And back then, you could watch the disc whirl. I mean, that's how...
Watch the disc whirl.
See? You see the way the cover...
Yeah, it's got a window,
Yeah.
Because that was so fascinating to watch the disc whirl.
Back in those days, you could hardly believe that music was coming out of that little disc.
I love Hawk's post in our chat room who says... Hawk's
post is sitting right next to me.
He is? He says, The sales pitch is, it skips when you do. I like it.
Well, that's a great...
It skips when you do. That works
that's
perfectly.
That's a great slogan. Yeah.
It's funny. It's a strange coincidence because as I'm leaving the gym this morning, there was a little kid with a T-shirt that said old school or something like I'm old school on it. And it had a picture of a Sony Walkman on the T-shirt.
How funny.
And I had to think that 6-year-old has no idea what he's wearing. In fact, I went, I had one of those. And he went. So he had no idea what I was talking about.
Sure, that wasn't Henry.
What is that? What is that again? All right. Well. That's why we have the Gadget Warehouse, to teach the kids today how much they're missing with all these fancy Dan gadgets they've got today. There's three of us. We could be a chorus.
Oh, yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a letter to that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just going to show you, Leo, how amazing JAMA B is, because now, cut to the long shot, JAMA B. JAMA B is going to show the bear in just one of the two monitors.
Wait a minute. Come how on, does he JAMA do that? B. Okay, he's cutting to the long shot. The bear.
The bear is there. Okay. I guess he couldn't.
Wait a minute. What am I doing?
Jammer B's in the other room. Yeah. I don't think he can help you anymore.
Oh, that's okay.
What was the idea? You were going to freeze this monitor and then the bear would disappear?
If I had thought of it earlier, yes.
Good.
Oh, there we go.
He fixed it.
Okay. Our letter is from Dan Sermon. And I love the Gizwiz podcast with Leo. Oh, not with me. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, I just love the
Better with Leo than Dick. Yeah. The ones with Dick I never listen to.
No, it's my favorite podcast. I sent Leo an email, but I'm not sure if he got it or not. I know exactly. He doesn't get my emails.
I accidentally left it on the yacht. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, Leo, care of Turning Basin Yacht.
Yes. Someday I will live in that Turning Basin. May not be on a boat, but I will be living in that Turning Basin.
Oh, yeah, you're not borrowing my sea urn. Get your own. I live in Winnipeg, Canada. During the summer, people ride around on bicycle ice cream wagons. They ring a bell so the kids hear them coming. These bikes are called the Dickie D ice cream vendors.
What?
At Wikipedia, if you go to Wikipedia/Dickie_D, you can learn all about the Dickie D ice cream carts. Every time Leo calls you Dickie D, I chuckle because I think of the ice cream wagons. Anyway, I love the show, and I hope you got a chuckle out of this too. Dan Sermon. Well, Dan, that's very interesting.
I think it's D-I-C-K-I-E-D?
Yep, underscore D.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't spelling it right. D-I-C-K-I-E underscore D-E.
Yep.
All right. Let's see if I can find that on. Well, yeah, there it is. It's a Canadian ice cream vendor. Oh, they're out of business. They ended in 2002. Yeah. And there is somebody with the Dixie. It's Dixie D.
Oh, he has it wrong.
Dixie D. Well, it was a long time ago. He probably was stoned on ice cream.
Oh, but they call it.
Wait a minute. Here's the Dickie D. Here's the Dickie D. So that's confusing. Huh.
Oh, maybe Dickie D went out of business and came back. Maybe this is the new guy. Dickie D. Yeah.
There it is. Good humor, man.
Oh. What if I can get any money out of them?
Says this article is an orphan. No other articles linked to it. I'm not surprised.
Yes.
You know what? We can make it. We can unmake it an orphan if somebody would go in and edit the Daily Gizwiz web Wikipedia entry and add a link to the Dickie D ice cream cart. The world will have been completed, and we will. It will disappear in a puff of smoke.
Wow! Wow!
Yep.
And don't forget, this is the beginning of the new. What the heck is it?
Now, we got to go to gizwiz.biz because I'm dying to know what that Tupperware lid really was.
So well, you go close. Hundreds of people have said, Tupperware.
So if you go to gizwiz.biz and click the What the Heck Is It contest, you'll see the last episode, the July-August What the Heck Is It, it looked like a Tupperware lid, but it turns out it wasn't. It was a lip.
No, it's called Baker's Band. And it's made for different size casserole dishes, and you snap it on the casserole dish, and whatever you're cooking will not run over into the oven.
And wonder of wonders, no one got it right.
No one got it right, but we got great answers. You know, this sort of tells you what our audience is like. At least a dozen people said, it's a toilet seat for people with square butts.
A dozen people came up with that.
At least, We picked one at random. Stripped down doggy door, portable window.
Oh, I like a portable window.
Yeah, I like this one too.
That's
a professional television newscaster practice frame.
I like that.
Or how about a lip separator used by dental hygienists?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure. Really. A battery-powered Dyson fan. could be that. A device to cut sandwiches so they'll be in the 16:9 ratio.
People are clever. They're very creative.
They're very clever. And Bill in Milwaukee said, when a person's been framed, this is what they get.
Aww.
So that's, it's kind of funny.
But in fact, it's even more useless than many of those solutions. It's a lip you put around a pie so it doesn't bubble over.
Baker's band.
The baker's band. Exactly. Now, let's take a look at the fire hydrant. I'm sorry. Did I give it away? This week's, this month's What the Heck Is It game. What could that be?
Yeah.
Now, I think we've learned now that there's only 12 Mad Magazines for the right answer. There's up to 24 for the best silly answer. So that's really where the competition lies.
Yes.
Don't get the right answer. Make it up. Make it up.
Yep. Dumb wins here.
M84 says it's a designer fire hose nozzle.
Send that in.
That's a good one.
Yeah, send it in.
Too late now. All right, so here's what you do. Go to gizwiz.biz and find out all the details, all the rules, and your chance to win an autographed copy of the November-December issue of Mad Magazine. We don't yet know what that cover is going to be because...
We do not. It is too far in advance.
They're still planning it at the editorial meeting.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. Well, this has been fun. A real first here, our first 3D gadget, Dan McDonnelly's Ninja Standing Desk, ninjastandingdesk.com. We got the demo right here. And by the way, good news, still standing.
Good. And that's on a blackboard.
On a blackboard. That's impressive. Action. Yeah, impressive. Next week, we will have another straw poll, and maybe by then the gong will have arrived from China.
Now, did you want to say what you were wearing?
Well, I don't, you know, there's not much to say. We've already reviewed this many times, but I found this kind of, I got it just recently. This is from Nike. It's called the Fuel Band. And really, it's like, I've reviewed the Fitbit before, remember that?
Band
from Jawbone. This is Nike's version of this, $150. Get it from Nike, by the way. Because other people are charging $200.
Because they need the money.
They're so desperate. A couple of things I like about it. One is it has a USB charger right on it, right? So you just plug it into your... And you get a couple of days, but I just charge it every night. And the other thing I really like about it, if you have an iPhone, all you have to do is press and hold the button on it, and it will say sync, and it will go out and find the iPhone via Bluetooth and synchronize up with it so that it automatically copies that off. And then, of course, if you go to Nike, they have a website, the Fuel Band website, where you can see how you're doing it compared to other people. Do you have a Fuel Band?
No, Fitbit.
She has the Fitbit.
Me?
Well, I don't care if you have the Fitbit, but thank you. We've been through the Fitbit. How many Fitbits did I end up losing? Four, five? This one at least is attached to my wrist, which is nice. And let me pull up the website because it's kind of cool. I'll log into my Nike Plus website because I can show you what it keeps track of. And the whole idea, you know, I have to say, you do yoga, right, Dick? It's not going to see your yoga moves. It doesn't see my Pilates moves, but it does encourage me by doing this. I'm just going to add my password here. It does encourage me to take the stairs more often, to walk farther, that kind of thing. Log in. Let me just do this right here. And, you know, it's kind of fun. I mean, apparently that's not my login.
Yeah, because if you didn't have that, you would just be playing with the computer.
Yeah, all the time. Right, exactly. And since I can't remember my password, it's kind of useless. But if I... If I did, it also tracks, by the way, tracks steps, calories, and then this thing it calls Nike Fuel. And you set a goal, like I have a goal of 3,000 points a day, which is more than steps. Currently on my goal, I am at 1,703. And then there's a little goal celebration when you hit your goal. It doesn't fireworks go off. You know what? It's also a decent wristwatch, believe it or not. You can set it for time, and it just shows the time when you press the button. That's not so bad. It's a motivator to keep you exercising, to keep you getting exercise, much like the Fitbit was. The Up Band, which is no longer available for sale, although I imagine they'll come back at some point. It's Nike, it works like a Nike Plus. If you have an iPhone, you can sync it up with that. Anyway, I like it. It's a pedometer, basically. And, you know, it works best if you run or walk as your form of exercise. Works less well if you do things like yoga and Pilates because you're not doing this. You're not waving your arm around all the time. But I do notice if I wave my arm a lot, I get great mileage. Yes, John.
Yeah, I had the D5, and I had the battery pack that goes with it, and I shared some photos of that with Leah, with Jason.
So John Jammerby Slanina has
the case,
that
Leo.
Sony D5, and there's the charger, the battery charger.
That's so you can carry it.
That's so you can carry it. Isn't that attractive? Wow. John, do you actually still carry that around?
Yeah.
Wow, he has it. Look, there's the battery pack.
and he's
rocking out. Who is that? Is that you?
Hey, John, do you have the other accessory where it added RCA jacks then you could plug it into your stereo?
I do, yes.
Wow. So what did you spend for all this stuff?
Oh, hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. $500.
$800?
Five.
$500.
Wow.
But you were happy for a month, right? I mean, how long before you went, okay.
Also, I got the gooseneck adapter for your car.
He says he has the gooseneck adapter for the car.
That's around in your car.
He's a super fan.
You really like this device, I must say.
Well, I tell you, he is in the right job, I'll tell you that.
He's a big geek, yeah. Basically.
Wow.
Oh, there he is. There's John in the simulated dancing.
Nice,
isn't that?
When he rocks, the whole place moves.
Dr. Mom, who also has one of these Nike Fuel Bands, says, show your Facebook friends because I'm kicking your butt in the Nike Fuel Band. That's because her form of exercise, here we go, here's the totals. Her form of exercise is boxing. Mine is Pilates. I don't get the value of it. But they show you things like how your activity's been. It's, you know, it's a good motivator. There we go. Look at that. Yeah, I've earned 19,000, and then I yesterday and the day before, for some reason it didn't register many steps. Every day is the same for me, so I don't know why. But anyway,
you know what? Ozzy's collar.
Ozzy's collar. If I just put this on Ozzy.
Exactly.
He'd beat everybody.
You'll probably hit your goal about every other hour. Of course, that dog is running
everywhere.
He's
just running around. I'll just put this, attach this to Ozzy.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Anyway, there you go. That's the that's a suitable picture of me. That's the before picture, sitting on my ball with a Nike Fuel Band. And yes, it counts running to the fridge, Sybil. Sybil wants to know. Yes, it counts that. In fact, you get more points for that than an hour of Pilates. Just saying.
Go figure.
Mr. Dicty Bartolo, hard to believe that we have run out of time, but in fact we have.
Thank goodness.
Thank God the show is finally over because you've been multiplying. Soon there'll be another one, and then I won't know what to do. We're a trio. Soon we'll be a quartet. Dick does stop by for the Giz Whiz Fizz Saturdays after the radio show. You still want to do that this Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We're having a great time.
I love one of the things Dick's doing is he's interviewing somebody from the chat room.
And Kevin Dublin last week, and the week before he said, Dick, I can't be on camera. You can talk to me, but I can't be on camera. So last week he finally said, okay, I'll be on camera. And now I think he has a Facebook page and he has fans. And I said, Kevin, you were great. And he sent me a form email. Dick, don't annoy me. I have too many people trying to get me.
It's really great.
It was really great fun.
Yeah. Well, I love doing it, and there will be another person from the chat room highlighted, I'm sure, this Saturday, right after the radio show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2100 UTC on twit.tv. You can watch live. Don't start asking me for a podcast. It's not a podcast. It's just you have to watch live or it's over. You're done. If you want to put it on your YouTube site, you be my guest. But we don't.
It's not a show.
It's just for fun. It's not a show.
It's not a show.
Not for public consumption. Just for people who have.
Am I joining you tomorrow? By the way.
Sure. For what?
Nicole said I might be on Strangulation.
Oh, Strangulation, our favorite show. Yes. Yes, that's a show where I take a guest, I take them by the neck, and I shake. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We've been saying we should get Dick on Triangulation. So
oh, okay. I didn't know.
I think she's waiting to see if anybody else is available.
Oh, if anybody good comes along. Okay, I'll just be standing by. Okay.
And then it'll be you. Hey, okay. Dickie D. No, I think the whole world wants to know your story. And in fact, he has a great book called Good Days and Mad that I really enjoyed. There's a lot to tell. So that's good. Hey, thank you, Dick.
Okay, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow on Strangulation.
I'll be there.
Bye-bye.